Luke, we will read chapter 18.
路加福音十八章。
Luke 18.
我们从第一节读到第八节。
We will read from verse 1 to verse 8.
耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
Then he spoke a parable to them, that men always ought to pray and not lose heart.
说某城里有一个官，不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。
Saying, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man.
那城里有一个寡妇，常到他那里去，常到他那里说。我有一个对头，求你给我伸冤。
Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, "Get justice for me from my adversary."
他多日不准，后来心里说，我虽不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。
And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, "Though I do not fear God nor regard man."
只因这寡妇烦扰我，我就给她伸冤吧，免得她常来缠磨我。
Yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me.
主说，你们听这不义之官所说的话。
Then the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge said.
神的选民昼夜呼吁他。他纵然为他们忍了许多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？
And shall God not avenge his own elect, who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them?
我告诉你们，要快快地给他们伸冤了。然而人子来的时候，亦得见世上有信德吗？
I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?
我们再请读路加福音十七章。
Luke 17.
我们看，我们读二十四节。
Verse 24.
到三十二节。
2:32.
十七章二十四节，因为人子在他降临的日子，好像闪电从天这边一闪，直照到天那边。
Luke 17:24 For as the lightning that flashes out of one part under heaven shines to the other part under heaven, so also the Son of Man will be in his day.
只是他必须先受许多苦，又被这世代弃绝。
But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation.
二十六节，挪亚的日子怎样，人子的日子也要怎样。
Verse 26, And as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man.
那时候的人又吃又喝，又娶又嫁。到挪亚进方舟的那日，洪水就来把他们都灭了。
They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
又好像挪得的日子，人又吃又喝，又买又卖，又耕种又盖造。
Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot.They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built.
到罗德出索多玛的那日，就有火与硫磺从天上降下来，把他们全都灭了。
But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all.
人子显现的日子也要这样。
Even so, will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed?
当那日人在房上，聚集在屋里，不要下来拿；人在田里，也不要回家。
In that day, he who is on the housetop and his goods are in the house, let him not come down to take them away. And likewise, the one who is in the field, let him not turn back.
32节,
Verse 32,
你们要回想挪得的妻子。
Remember Lot's wife.
好，我们再请读路加福音21章。
Luke 21, please.
34节到36节。
Verse 34 to 36.
你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食、醉酒，并今生的思虑，累住了你们的心。那日子就如同网络忽然临到你们。
Verse 34. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly.
因为那日子要这样临到全地一切居住的人。
For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth.
36节。
Verse 36.
你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
我们求主的圣灵让他我们刚刚读的这些话能够圣灵解释在我们里头。
We ask the Holy Spirit that he would interpret all these verses which we just read.
让主在这个末了的时代要对我们对他教会说的话让我们读的这些经文真是在我们心中成为我们的一些见解
So all these words which we just read will become the warnings in our hearts all these words which were spoken to us and to the church by the Lord
刚才我们读的经文
The verses we just read
我们重点是要交通18章的1到8节。
Among all the main points, it will be focused on chapter 18, verse 1 to 8.
但是我们也看到说18章跟17章的后半部分是有密切的关联。
However, here we see chapter 18 and the end of chapter 17 are so closely related.
我们说十七章后面刚才我们读的这一部分好像
The scripture in the latter part of Luke 17, which we just read,
似乎是一个背景
seemed to serve as the background,
是一个历史的一些见解
These are the historical warnings,
里头充满了一些属灵的意义让我们去思想
in whichthey are filled with spiritual meanings and which would warrant our thinking and meditation.
所以早晨我们好不好就把它分成两个部分我们来交通。
So this morning shall we divide all the scripture into two parts?
第一个部分我们就交通17章的22节到32节这个部分。
The first part will be from verse 22 to 32 in chapter 17 of Luke.
第二个部分我们在交通18章的1节到8节。
The second part of our fellowship will be focusing on chapter 18, verse 1 to 8.
因为我在默想18章1到8节这段话的时候
As I ponder the scripture in verse 1 to 8 of chapter 18,
我在问说我们的主为什么要我们常常祷告不可灰心。
And I was asking why is it our Lord told us to, we ought to always pray and not to lose heart.
那么他前面十七章的这段话是不是跟十八章的这个要常常祷告不可灰心有没有关联
Is there any relationship in the passage in chapter 17 and what is said here in chapter 18, always pray and not to lose heart?
我们看到实在是有关联性的。
Yes, we see it. They are so related.
主要我们常常祷告不可灰心，因为主来的日子近了。
The Lord wants us always ought to pray and not lose heart because He is coming.
所以主让我们再看回想 挪亚的日子是怎样。
So the Lord wants us to see, to recall the days of the Lot.
罗德的日子怎样。
As the days of Lot.
然后要回想罗德的妻子。
And also, we should be thinking about Lot's wife.
好，我们就请弟兄姊妹回顾一下罗亚的日子。我们打开创世纪的第六章。
So we will reflect on the days of Lot. So please turn with me to Genesis 6.
我们看看罗亚的为人，罗亚是个什么样的人。
Let's consider the manner of Noah. What kind of person is he?
因为我们要问说，什么叫做罗亚的日子？
Because we want to ask this question, what does it mean by the days of Noah?
因为主说挪亚的日子怎样，人子的日子也怎样。
Because the Lord says, as the days of Noah's days, so will be the days of the Son of Man.
那么我们不知道，不太晓得主的日子是怎样，将来的日子怎样。
We do not know what the days of the Lord will be in the time to come.
但是主要我们看到曾经发生过的挪亚的日子是怎样。
However, the Lord wants us to see exactly what kind of days of Noah war which had happened.
好，我们看到第六章的第八节，这里说
chapter 6 verse 8.
唯有挪亚在耶和华面前蒙恩。
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
挪亚是个在神面前蒙恩的人。
Noah was a person who had found favor in the sight of God.
挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。
And he was a righteous person, he was perfect in those days.
完全就是说在当时那个时代的比较当中，他是一个完全人。
Being perfect means, in comparison with all the contemporaries of his, he was considered perfect.
挪亚与神同行。
And Noah walked with the Lord.
这是非常重要的一点，在挪亚的身上。
This is such a significant aspect in the life of Noah.
我们从这句话看到说，挪亚与神同行。我们要问说，挪亚是不是一个常常祷告的人
？As we read all these verses, saying that Noah walked with the Lord, then we should ask this question: Was Noah the one who always prayed?
挪亚是不是一个灰心的人？
Was he the man who often lost heart?
挪亚生活在那个时代，地上充满强暴的时代，挪亚是不是一个灰心的人？
As Noah in his days of evil, was he the one who often lost his heart, being discouraged?
好，六章十八节。
Now 6:18.
更美的地方，神与他立约。
Something more magnificent here is that the Lord made a covenant with Noah.
神说，我却要与你立约，你同你的妻与儿子儿媳都要进入方舟。
God said, but I will establish my covenant with you. You shall go into the ark. You, your sons, your wife, your sons' wives with you.
好，要回答我们刚才问的问题，我们来说，神对挪亚说，你要用歌非木造一只方舟。
To answer the question I just posed, God said that in verse 14 of chapter 6, that make yourself an ark of gopher wood.
挪亚整个的经历生活是一个顺服的生活。
The whole manner of life, his experiences were an example of obedience.
那个时候天没下过雨。
In those days, there wasn't any rain.
神吩咐他，你要造一只方舟。
But God charged him, commanded him that make an ark.
所以挪亚就去造一只方舟。
Therefore, Noah went and built the ark.
挪亚没有想到说去造第二只、造第三只方舟。
Never did he think of building a second or third ark.
因为照我们的思想。动物可以做一个放一个方舟，人可以在一个方舟啊，昆虫可以在一个方舟。
According to our thinking, we should build different arts for man, animals, and creeping things respectively in different arts.
挪亚顺服神的， 命令。
However, here Noah obeyed God's commandment.
然后到六章二十二节。
6:22.
挪亚就这样行，凡神所吩咐他的，吩咐的，他都照样行了。
This Noah did according to all that God commanded him, so he did.
在他的时代，周围的人都不信。
In Noah's days, all people around him did not believe God.
周围的人都照着自己的生活方式过日子。
They all led their own lives according to their own thinking and manners.
都不信神。
None of them would believe in God.
所以神吩咐挪亚造方舟，周围的人一定是在嘲笑他。
So as God commanded Noah to build an ark, we would imagine that all the people around Noah would be laughing at him.
所以挪亚要在信心中来造方舟，你说挪亚是不是一个常常祷告的人？
So for Noah to build an ark by faith, wouldn't you say that Noah must be the person who always prayed?
然后我们到七章的第五节的时候，
Now when we come to chapter 7 verse 5,
挪亚就遵着耶和华所吩咐的行了。
And Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him.
因为在第七章第一节，耶和华对挪亚说：“你和你的全家都要进入方舟。”
Because in the verse 1 of chapter 7, the Lord said to Noah, "Come into the ark, you and all your household."
挪亚就这样行了。
This is so Noah did.
我们从他造方舟到进方舟，我们看见一个完全没有以神去争辩。以有自己的主见的一个过程。
From the time Noah built the ark until he actually entered the ark, we see in the whole process never was one incident that Noah argued with God according to his own ideas.
挪亚生两个儿子时候五百岁。
When Noah gave birth to his two sons, he was 500 years old.
当方舟预备好，洪水在地上泛滥的时候，挪亚六百岁。
When the ark was built, as the flood swept through the earth, Noah was 600 years old.
我们可不可以说，挪亚造方舟大约有一百年的时间
？So could we see it took Noah about 100 years to build the ark?
在这漫长的日子当中，我们没有听见挪亚有一个不同的声音。
In this long lingering years, we did not hear any disapproving sound from Noah.
所以我们当我们当圣经在说记载说挪亚与神同行的时候
，So when the Bible recorded that Noah walked with God,
我们可以说更多一点说看见这个人是与神同行。
We could take one step further to say that Noah walked with God.With one heart.
与神同工。
He co-worker with God.
因为实在说没有神与他同工，这个方舟实在是很难造起来。
Frankly speaking, without God co-working with Noah, it's very hard for Noah to build this ark.
挪亚也是与神同行。
And also, Noah was the one who had the same mind with God.
这样一个人是不是一个常常祷告的人
？Isn't such a person be the one who prayed all the time？
所以，当我们说一个人他住在基督里
，So as we say, a person abides in Christ。
当我们说我们要住在主里面
，And when we say we want to abide in Christ，
当我们说主在我们里头的时候
，When we say that the Lord abides in us。
我们应该是一个常常祷告的人。
Then we should be ones who always pray.
祷告就是我们在主里头的那个交通。
We should be the ones who always pray, and in the process, the Lord is fellowshipping with us.
好，我们再看一下挪亚在方舟里头一直到出方舟这个过程。
And we would like now to consider the whole process as Noah was in the ark until the time he got out of the ark.
你看他们在整个方舟里头
，As these people were in the ark，
我们没有听见任何的声音
，We did not hear any voice in it。
他们在方舟里头很安静
，They were so quiet in it。
他们在方舟里头没有争执。
In the ark, there were no arguments.
你记住，他家有八口人在里头。
Remember that there were eight people in it.
方舟里头非常的安静。
It was very quiet in the ark.
外面是洪水滔天。
Outwardly, you see the flood was whirling all around them.
外面是一片末日的景象。
And you could imagine those days of the end time being around them.
但是我们看到方舟里头没有一点挪亚家里人，或者说挪亚一家安息在方舟里头。
We see that inside the ark, the whole household of Noah rested.
出方舟的时候
，As they got out of the ark,
神对挪亚说：“你和你的妻子、儿子。”儿妇都可以出方舟。
God told them, you and your wife and your sons and their wives should come out.
地上已经干了。
The ground was dry at this time.
就是人看可以出来了。
According to man's viewpoint, yes, it is time to come out.
但是挪亚等候。
However, Noah waited.
他一家人等候。
The whole family waited.
直到神吩咐他，你和你的妻子、儿子、儿妇都可以出方舟。
Until the Lord commanded them that you and your wife, your sons and their wives come out now.
这是一个何等与神同心的人。
Oh, what a person Noah was that who walked in the same mind with God.
这是一个要与主常常在一起的人。
Noah was the one who always wanted to be with the Lord.
否则多少时候我们就有很多的惊慌失措。
Otherwise, in such a situation, all of us would be dismayed, disconcerted.
就说外面的环境，很多时候我们就会慌乱。
As we look at our circumstance, we come very dismayed.
或者就说外面的环境，我们觉得这个工作可以了，已经可以出去了。
We become flustered or other time you would say, look at our conditions, you say, okay, job is done, we can come out.
所以我们看见挪亚的一动一静都不容易。
So we see, as we review Noah's actions and of his inactivities, we see this is not an easy thing to do.
除非这个人是真是一生同行。
Unless this is a person who really knows how to walk with God.
我们有一首诗歌说与神同行止，就是与神同行同止停。
We have a hymn, it says, to walk with God and to stop with God.
感谢主，主让我们回想挪亚是怎么样的人。
We thank the Lord that the Lord allows us to reflect on the manner of Noah.
这是给我们激励，给我们鼓励。
This is an encouragement.
那么挪亚的日子是怎样呢？
What are the days of Noah then?
或者挪亚那个世代是怎样呢？
What kind of age did Noah live in?
第六章第五节已经概括了。
Chapter 6 and verse 5.Gave us a general review.
神见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
十一节
Verse 11.
世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。
The earth also was.Corrupt before God and in earth was filled with violence.
十二节，神观看世界，见是败坏了，凡有血气的人在地上都败坏了行为。
Verse 12, so God looked upon the earth and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth.
刚才我们读的路加福音十七章那里说
Luke 17, the verses we just read.
那个时候的人又吃又喝又娶又嫁。
Tell us they ate, they drank, they married, they were given in marriage.
我们看到都是一些人生的常态。
We see this is just the normal phenomena of man's living.
都是日常的生活。
is simply our daily living.
人生的写照。
This is a true picture of man's life.
但是你看见背后是什么样的光景呢？
But think of the true conditions behind all these.
圣经说，世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。
The Bible says that the whole world had corrupted and violence filled the whole earth.
好，我们再看罗德的日子。
Now we will continue to meditate on
创世纪十三章。
The days of Noah, Genesis 13, please.
十三章，我们看第十节，挪亚罗德的人和他的生活。
Verse 10. Now we will consider Lot, this person, and his living.
我们只能简略的来跳着看一下。
Very briefly, we will probably jump through all the verses here.
我们知道亚伯兰跟罗德分离的时候呢。那么罗德跟亚伯兰叫罗德自己选。
We know that as Abraham and Lot were separated from each other, and then Abraham told Lot to choose the piece of land as he wished.
所以在第十节那里，罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原。
Therefore, in verse 10, we read, and Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan.
最后那一句说，也向埃及地，第十节的最后一。
And at the end of verse 10, the Bible says that land is just like the land of Egypt.
十一节，罗德选择约旦河的全平原。
Verse 11, and Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan.
十二节。
Verse 12.
罗德住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛。
Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom.
好，我们看见三件事情发生。
Here we see three things happening.
第一，罗德举目看哪里？看全平原。
Lot lifted his eye to see what?He saw all the plain of Jordan.
当我们说一个人举目在观看的时候，是说到他里头有一个渴望。
When we see a certain person is lifting up his eyes and seeing something, we see that this person has this yearning, desire.
我到了一块新的一块土地，我举目看。
As I come to a new piece of land, I will lift up my eyes and behold.
我里面有个渴望，盼望在这里看见什么。
Within my heart, I have this longing, hoping to see something.
接下来呢，罗德做一个选择。
What comes next is Lot had to make a decision.
看见以后做一个选择，因为那个地方也像埃及地。
After Lot saw it, he had to make a decision, and this land was just like the land of Egypt.
接下来，下一个动作就是渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛。
What comes next is.Lot pitched his tent even as far as Sodom.
从眼睛看见埃及，没有看见主开始。
Lot, starting from the time he saw the land as the land of Egypt and not seeing the Lord.
人就渐渐地挪移帐篷。
He gradually pitched his tent.
到了索多玛。
As far as Sodom.
人的堕落，或者说人的失败
，man's fall or to say man's failures，
有时候是就是像这么一个过程
，sometimes resembles very much this process。
仇敌世界，我们里头的己
，the enemy, the world, and our own selves，
让我们这个人先从眼睛看见了什么开始
，enabled us to fall starting from seeing something from our eyes。
我们的头脑开始做一个选择
，and then in our heads we start making decisions。
我们的脚步就开始移动
，then our feet would follow accordingly。
创世纪十九章十九节
，Genesis 19, chapter 19, verse 1。
我们再往下看
，as we continue to read on。
那两个天使晚上到了索多玛， 罗德正坐在索多玛的城门口。
Now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom.
这里我们看见罗德生活在这个城市里头了。
Here we see that Lot was actually living in the city.
他在这里过得很舒适。
There he lived a comfortable life.
十九章十四节。
Chapter 19, verse 14.
罗德就出去告诉其他女儿的女婿们，那个里面一个小字，好，我们注意一下，娶那或着将要娶。十四节。
Verse 14. So Lot went out and spoke to his son-in-law. In Chinese Bible, there are these small prints indicating that these are the sons-in-law to be.
说你们起来离开这地方，因为耶和华要毁灭这城。他女婿们却以为他说的是序言。
And the angels said.Get up, get out of this house, for the Lord will destroy the city. But to them, to the sons-in-law, he seemed to be joking.
他的准女婿们不相信他说的话。
So his sons-in-law to be would not believe in what Lot had said.
换句话说，罗德的生活言行，在他这些准女婿的眼中，没有那个真实。
In other words, that Lot's words, his actions, hadn't possessed no reality in the sight of his sons-in-law to be.
十六节。
Verse 16.
但罗德延迟不走。
But Lot lingered on, would not go.
二人因为耶和华怜悯罗德，就拉着他的手和他妻子的手，并他两个女儿的手，把他们领出来，安置在城外。十九章的十六节。
Chapter 19. And while he lingered, the man took hold of his hand and his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to them. And they brought him out and set him outside the city.
天使已经对罗德把话，神的审判，要领导给他说清楚了。
The angels had made it so clear about God's imminent judgment upon the city.
但罗德延迟不走。
However, Lot lingered.
然后因着耶和华怜悯罗德，就拉着他的手出去了。
And because of the mercy of the Lord, the angels brought Lot out and took him out by hand.
我们要问说，罗德是不是一个常常祷告的人？
Then we would pose this question, was Lot a person who often prayed?
罗德是不是一个常亲近主的人？
Was Lot the one who often drew near to God?
罗德是不是一个与主有交通的人？
Was he the one who had often had fellowship with the Lord?
好，我们再看罗德的日子。
Now let's consider again the days of Lot.
罗德的日子，那你是怎么说的？圣经怎么说的？
What does the Bible tell us about the days of Lot?
在十三节那里。在创世纪的。
Genesis.
十九章。
Chapter 19.
不是十九章，讲错了。十三章十三节，对不起。
Genesis 13:13。
十三章十三节，刚才我们读到说，挪亚。住在平原的城邑渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛。
We read earlier that Lot pitched his tent even as far as Sodom.
13节，索多玛人在耶和华面前罪大恶极。
But in verse 13, we read that the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord.
中文、英文、中文好了，罪大恶极这个字在中文里头已经是一个极限了。
In Chinese expression of the condition of those days has come to the fullest measure of the word which can possibly connote.
你看见从罗亚的日子是罪恶大，罪恶很大。
We see that in the days of Noah, there was great evil already in his days.
到了罗德的日子，索多玛这里是罪大恶极。
And here, in the days of Lot, the Bible says the days were exceedingly wicked and sinful.
我们在刚才读的路加十七章那里，路加福音十七章。
In Luke 17, which we just read,
我们可以翻在路加十七章那里。
Let's now turn back to Luke 17, please.
又好像挪得的日子，人又吃又喝，又买又卖，又耕种又盖造。
Verse 28 of chapter 17, Luke. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted and built.
我想请弟兄姊妹注意一下，这里没有挪亚日子的时候那个又娶又嫁。
Take note, brothers and sisters, here in this verse, something is missing about the days of Noah, that is, they did not marry nor were given in marriage.
我们也注意到说，挪亚的两个女儿实际上也还没有结婚。
And we also noted that Noah's two daughters were still virgins.
所以好像圣经不提又娶又嫁。
And here the Bible no longer speaks of marriage or giving in marriage.
什么意思？索多玛那个城里的罪大恶极。
What does it tell us? It tells us the full measure of the brazen sins and evil in that city.
好像正常的婚姻生活都看不到。
As though the normal marriage life was no longer found anywhere.
表面看呢，那个社会在进步了，很多的活动，人类活动，又买又卖，又盖造又耕种。
On the surface, the whole city was advancing, and we see that they bought, they sold, they built, they planted.
社会繁荣进步。
The whole society was prospering and fledgling. Everything is.Getting better.
人的钱越挣越多。
And men's money grew larger and larger.
人的生活越来越舒适。
And more people had this easy, comfortable life.
又开始有电脑了。
They started to have computers.
电脑游戏。
All the video games.
还有 Facebook.
Facebook.
越来越多的人类的活动。
And more, you just see all the mankind's activities bustling in it.
看起社会在进步，对不对？
So as we look at that, this society was progressing.
人真是在欢呼啊，经济发展。
Man was shouting for joy and saying, oh, our economics is growing.
社会繁荣昌盛了。
And the whole society is just doing so well and everything is booming.
但是圣经说索多玛人罪大恶极。
However, the Bible tells us that they are exceedingly wicked and sinful.
罗德是不是一个常常祷告的人？
So, was Lot the one who often prayed?
罗德有没有为他的妻子祷告呢？
Did he ever pray for his wife?
最后32节说，你们要回想罗德的妻子。
Verse 32 of Luke 17. Remember Lot's wife.
我们回想他什么呢？
What is that we need to remember Lot's wife? 我们
记得创世纪十九章十七节那里说，
We recall
天使吩咐他们说，不可回头看，也不可在平原站住。
We recall in Genesis 19:17 that Do not look back and. What's that?
17节，不可回头看，也不可站在平原站住。
Verse 17, do not look behind you nor stay anywhere in the plain.
然后二十六节呢，罗德的妻子在后边回头一看，就变成一根岩柱。
However, in verse 26, Lot's wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt.
主要我们回想罗德的妻子。
The Lord told us to remember Lot's wife.
这个教训让我们看见一个人回头贪恋世界的结果。
This lesson teaches us the very result of a person who looks back and longs for the world.
王兄最近的信息交通很多关于世界的这个教训。
Our brother Huang has recently shared with us many of the teachings about the world.
实在让我们看见说，一个人罗德的妻子在这里，她怀念这个世界。
It really shows us that Lot's wife was really longing for the world.
她已经离开这个城市了。
She already had left the city.
她已经离开埃及了。
Left Egypt.
但他又回头了。
However, she turned back.
所以主说，辅佐你向后看的。
Therefore, the Lord says that he who places his hands on the plow and looks back is not worthy to enter the kingdom heaven.
挪亚一家八口出来了。
Now the eight members of Noah's whole household came out of the ark.
那个世代的人都被定罪审判了。
And all the people in those days were condemned to death and judged.
罗德一家本来有六口人。
There were originally six members in Lot's household.
只有四口出来。
Only four of them came out.
结果只有三个人得救。
Actually, three of them were saved.
这个是我们今天的第一个部分的背景。
All the previous things served as the background of today's sharing.
这是主吩咐我们要常常祷告不可灰心的那个一个前提，是否更多一些给我们一个见解。
Viewing all these backgrounds, we could see that the Lord is using that background as the prerequisite to warn us that we need to pray all the time and not lose heart.
十八章第一节，耶稣设一个比喻，要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
Verse 18, here, chapter 18 says here, there was in a certain that the Lord says that we should always pray and not to lose heart.
因为我们是在看见说，刚才让我们读到的交通的罗亚的日子，罗德的日子，让我们看见是。黑夜已深，白昼将近。
All the sharing on the days of Lot and Noah simply tell us that the night is far spent and the day is at hand.
我们是不是处在一个黎明前的最黑暗的一个时代？
Are we living in this darkest time right before the dawn appears?
我说天将破晓，那个时候最黑的时候。
We know as the day is about to break.Is exactly the darkest time of the night.
我想问一下年轻弟兄姊妹，我们这个时代跟挪亚的时代、挪德的时代比，有进步吗？还是好了一些
？I would like to ask our young people here, is our time better than the days of Noah and Lot?
No.
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 我们看到这个社会确实是很繁荣、很进步了。
We do see that the whole society is prospering and so advanced.
但是人实在是越来越堕落了。
But more and more man has become corrupt.
坏事不一定都是坏人做的。
All the bad things are not necessarily committed by bad people.
最近我们听到奥巴马总统在国会的演说。
Recently, we heard President Obama's State of Union speech.
关于那个军队中的同性恋。
And he talked about the homosexuals in military.
已经在他的演讲里头已经是哦可以了。
And
可以接受的。
And in his speech, this whole practice is accepted. You don't have to ask about that anymore.
各位想一想。
Now think of this, everyone here.
如果回到两百年前、一百年前，美国的国会那些先贤， 做梦也不会想到今天在国会里头一个总统会这样讲话，是不是？
If you hark back to 100 or 200 years ago, would you think the fathers of this country would ever imagine anything like this in Congress?
我在想当年哪一个总统站在上面讲这个话，下面的议员可能那个时候坐的是板凳啊，可能扔上去了。
As I'm imagining that, should any president dare to say anything like that, then in those days, as those congressmen sat on benches, upon hearing this kind of remark, they would probably just throw their benches at this president.
但是今天说这样的话的人，坐在下面不少的人都是美国的精英。
And today,As President Obama spoke all these things, all those sitting there were considered elites of this country.
最聪明、最有才华、最有能力的人。
The smartest, the most talented, and the most achieved.
从人看也是有道德的人。
And from man's point of view, they were moral people too.
但是各位想想，今天这个社会会往走到哪里去？如果是这样的领导
but think of this, everyone. With this kind of leadership, what kind of this country would end up with?
所以在这个时代里头，我们基督徒活在这个时代，我们真是要常常祷告。
Therefore, we Christians living in this kind of time desperately need to pray.
实在说，我们祷告的能力如何，我们的生活力量就如何。
Practically speaking, as the, our prayer life goes, then comes with the strength of our living.
但很多时候呢，我们的祷告呢是有事祷告。
But so many times we pray because there's something we need to pray about.
紧急的时候我们祷告。
At urgent times.
这些都没错。因为圣经说神是我们患难中随时的帮助。
It's all right, because the Bible does say that God is our ever-present help in time of need.
我们最近Rebecca 生病。
Recently, my daughter Rebecca was sick.
我们实在是感谢主，真是我们患难中的帮助，听我们的祷告。
And we really thank the Lord that truly He is.The ever-present help in time of need, he answered our prayers.
时间关系，我只讲两点。
Now, being pressed by time, I will just quickly mention two points of the whole experience.
医生叫 Rebecca 一定要送去看急诊，就是第二天的早晨，因为当天晚上全是大风雪，路根本封掉了。
The doctor had told us that the very first thing in next morning that we needed to take Rebecca to the emergency room. And on that very day she was sick, there was just this big storm.
所以第二天早晨我五点半六点起来就准备推血，用我的推血机把血推掉。
So early in the morning, around 5:30 and 6 o'clock, that I was about to use my snow blower to take away all the snow on my driveway.
但是整个社区整个道路还没有那个大的推雪车还没有来。
However, in my development at that time, the big snow truck hadn't arrived yet.
所以我真是很着急，不知道他们什么时候才来推雪，否则根本出不去。
I was so anxious, not knowing when they would come to plow the snow.
我们安静等候在主面前。
I could only wait quietly before the Lord.
七点钟那个推雪车来了。
Finally, at 7 a.m., the snow plow came.
那么我去发动我的那个推雪车子。
And then I went out to start my snow blower.
如果你有推雪车的话，你知道，如果你放了一年，你要发动的话，非常困难。
If you have a snow blower, and knowing that the blower has been idling for a whole year, it's going to be very hard to ignite the machine.
我去发动第一次没有成功，第二次整个发动机就发动起来。
As I tried to start the blower the first time, it didn't work, but the second time, it just went into full throttle.
做过这个事情的弟兄们，你知道这个是感谢主的。
Brothers and sisters, if any of you had done this, you need to say thank the Lord.
主看过每一个细节，有些细节我们觉得不重要，但是非常重要，这个时候。
Because the Lord is watching over every detail, which we often overlook.
接下来我们就把血推掉， 就把 Rebecca 送到医院去。
Next, the snow was removed, and we just took Rebecca to the hospital.
主要我们常常祷告，不停祷告。
So the Lord tells us to pray continually and all the time.
但是很多时候，确实我们在急的时候就太祷告。
But so many times when we are so desperate, then we begin to pray.
主要我们的祷告真是像我们的呼吸一样那么自然。
But the Lord wants us to pray as though it's breathing to us.
主要我们的祷告真是像我们的一个生命那样的流露。
Our prayer should be just the outflowing of our life.
你说这样的标准真是太高了。
And you would say such a standard is too high.
我们真是做不到。
We cannot make it.
所以主把这些间接告诉我们，我们活在一个什么样的时代。
Therefore, the Lord shows us these warnings, telling us what kind of age we're living in.
我们活在什么样的时代，我们真是何等需要来依靠他，信靠他，仰望他。
Living in such an age, how much we need to rely on, trust in him, lean on him.
否则我们这个人真是会灰心，
会
失望。
We would be so easily despaired and losing heart.
我们实在要求主让我们看见说，在他没有难成的事。
Truly, we want the Lord to show us that with Him, nothing is impossible.
不管我们的读经的生活，我们祷告的生活。
Whether in our prayer life or scripture reading life.
主都为我们开了这条又新又活的路。
The Lord has already dedicated this new and living way for us.
我们可以随时来到圣座前跟他祷告。
At any time, we can come to the throne of grace and pray to Him.
他会把他要向我们说的话，给我们的指示，告诉我们。
He will show us the word He commands us and the way we should walk in.
但是我们也碰到很多这样的经历，对不对？很多时候我们的主好像我们祷告了主没有答应。
But haven't we always come across with this kind of experiences in which we pray but the Lord does not answer?
你祷告了一个月主没听。
You've been praying for something for a year but the Lord doesn't answer.
你祷告了一年主没听。
Over a year still nothing is answered.
你祷告了五年十年主没听。
Maybe 5 or 10 years as though the Lord is not listening to you.
为什么？
Why?
主让我们这里再看看这个寡妇。
Now let's consider this widow.
好，我们先看这个官。
Let's consider the judge first.
这个官，圣经说他不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。
The Bible teaches that this judge did not fear God nor respect man.
所以我们看见这个官是不公义的官。
So we see this judge was unrighteous.
所以说，这个寡妇如果在这个官的这里来告状呢，是告状无门。
So, should this widow come to this kind of unrighteous judge, then it's simply she had come to the wrong place. There's no way for her to be vindicated. Because the judge would never listen to her pleaded case.
但是寡妇怎样呢?
What about this widow?
那城里有个寡妇常到她那里说，我有一个对头，求你给我伸冤。
Now there was a widow in that city, verse 3, and she came to him saying, Get justice for me from my adversary.
寡妇在圣经里头，我们也说到这个，说到一个人是没有能力、没有势力的。
We know that in the Bible, a widow represents a person without any might, without any standing in society.
所以这么一个人到一个不义的官那里去，所以这个状是这个告这个状是没有用的。
So a person like a widow going to a judge unrighteous, then her plea for justice was just nothing, wouldn't work.
因为这个官根本不听她。
Because the judge would not listen to her anyway.
但是这个寡妇就是不停地求。
However, this widow simply plead her case continually.
说到寡妇，我们这些人是不是像寡妇呢？
Now, as we speak of a widow, aren't we also like widows?
路德是一个寡妇。
Ruth was a widow.
是一个摩亚人。
And a Moabitess.
与神的国是没有份的。
She had no part with God's kingdom.
我们也以前蒙恩以前，我们跟神的国也没有份的。
Just like before we were saved, we had no part in God's kingdom.
因着神的怜悯。
But because of God's mercy.
所以路德就坚持的跟随拿俄米来到了神，来到这个伯利恒。
Ruth insisted on going to Bethlehem with Naomi.
路德顺服婆婆的指示，所以最终呢，她成为伯阿斯的心腹。
Ruth obeyed instructions of Naomi, her mother-in-law, so in the end, she became the wife of Boaz.
我们以前的光景也是一个摩亚人。
Our previous condition is just like a Moabite.
神怜悯我们，让我们能够来到他的面前，拯救，被他拯救。
And because of God's mercy that we are able to come before God to be saved.
我们的任何的冤都要带到神的面前来。
So any of our injustices has to be brought before God.
所以这个寡妇就问说，我有一个对头，求你给我伸冤。他伸什么冤呢？
So the widow said that, get justice for me from my adversary. What is that?
那么他的对头是谁呢？
Be vindicated. And who is this rival adversary of hers?
我们的对头是谁？
Who is our adversary?
杰森，你的对头是谁？
Who's your adversary, Jason?
我们的对头是撒旦世界，还有我们的自己。
Satan, the world, and ourselves, these are our adversaries.
神拯救了我们。
God has saved us.
我们知道我们每天行走这条路。
And we know that as daily we walk in this journey,
仇敌世界，我们的己。
Satan, the world, and ourselves.
是怎样的来阻挡我们？
How they have been trying to hinder us.
怎样在我们的每一步路上设下障碍？
In every step of our way, they just set up the obstacles for us to stumble over.
我想我们时间关系，我们特别说我们这个己。
Now, because of the restraint of time, I want to emphasize this self.
人都有句话说，你最大的敌人是谁？
We often hear this. Who's your greatest enemy?
是不是说我们自己？
Isn't that ourselves?
这个己让我们一生受他的缠累。
We have been put under bondage all throughout our life because of this self.
我们常常觉得己真的像洪水猛兽。
Often we feel this self is just like a wild animal and a raging flood.
当你不留心一间，那个你那里面那个强烈的那个己就出来了。
Once you overlook this strong self, it just lifts out.
各位在学校里头、公司里头、在我们的侍奉里头。
All of you who whether in school, at work, or in our service.
我们这个己是何等的强大。
How mighty are the self of ours is.
我们这个己是何等的捆绑我们。
And how it's been binding us.
所以我们当我们看见说我们确实我们无能为力对付这个己的时候。
But when we see the fact that it's totally out of us, nothing we can do to deal with the self.
我们只有来到主的面前。
We can only come before the Lord.
我们来到他的面前，求他的恩典怜悯。
Come before him and plead with him for his grace and mercy.
求他自己那个生命的话语供应我们，给我们力量。
We implore that through his word, he would empower us with the might of grace.
真是能够让他那个复活生命的能力在我们里头成为真实。
So that his resurrection power will become reality in our living.
但是我们需要祷告。
However, for all these, we need to pray.
我们需要是活在他的里头。
We need to live in the Lord.
这个官怎么说呢？
Then what did the judge say?
只因这寡妇烦扰我， 我就给他伸冤吧，免得他常来缠磨我。
Verse 5, Yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me.
主给我们这个比喻，让我们看见说，祷告里头那个警醒，那个横切，那个不停。
In this parable, the Lord shows us that we need to be persistent, earnest, continuing praying, and being watchful.
那个有个老弟兄叫 George, 穆勒弟兄。
Brother George Muller.
他为他一个朋友祷告五十年。
Once prayed for one of his friends for 50 years.
信主了。
And in the end, this friend of his believed in the Lord.
约翰卫斯理。
John Wesley.
他在骑马传教传道。跑了20万英里。
He probably trotted 200,000 miles riding on a horse preaching the gospel.
他讲到大约讲了超过四万次。40,000.
And he preached about over 40,000 times.
他最后的总结，还有弟兄们给他的总结是。卫斯理这些的服侍的背后是他里头那个真实的祷告，他那个不停的祷告的生活。
His friends put down this final conclusion about his service, saying that the power, the strength of his services rests upon his continual praying behind his services.
第六节我们的主说，你们听着不义之官所说的话。
Verse 6, and the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge has said.
神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？
And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them?
主在这里说，这个不义的官竟然可以给这个不停来缠磨他的这个寡妇伸冤。
Here the Lord is saying that this unrighteous judge should avenge this widow who came all the time to wear him out.
那么何况这位爱我们的慈爱的天父，他不快快的来听我们祷告吗？
If that's the case, shouldn't it be this Heavenly Father who loves us so dearly would speedily avenge us?
我们的诗歌说，何等权力能将万事带到主前求。
As our hymn says, what a privilege that we can bring all things before God.
万事可以带到主前求。
You can bring all things before God to pray about.
问题是神的选民是不是常常来祷告？
The question is God's elect often pray in such a way?
我们看到创世纪那个雅各，在创世纪32:26那里，他说
Genesis 32:26, here we see something about Jacob.
对，我们看一下32:26。
32:26。
雅各在这个雅伯渡口这里哈。
Jake at Jacob at the ford of Jabbok。
他说：“你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。
”Verse 26, and Jacob said, "Let me go."For the day breaks, but he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。
I will not let you go unless you bless me.
所以后面雅各就成为什么？雅各就叫以色列了。
And later on, Jacob was called Israel from that time on.
很多时候，确实我们祷告，刚才我们问到说，一个月、一年、两年。五年、十年
，one month, one year, five years, 10 years，
就做我们天然人，我们慢慢就灰心了。
would often wear us out as a natural man.
我慢慢就停止了。
Gradually we stop praying.
但是这里说，你不给我祝福，我就不放你走。
But here Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
就像这个，也像这个寡妇一样。
So Jacob was acting like this widow here.
然后我们看最后一节哈。
Now let's consider the last verse of.
主在这里问啊，十八章，我们回到路加的十八章。
Let's come back to Luke 18.
他说：“然而人子来的时候，易得见世上有信德么
？”But I tell you that, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?
这个信德就是信心哈。
Faith.
信心这个字呢，我们也可以看一下，在那个啊彼得前书。
Let's read the First Peter.
第一章第七节。
1:7.
第七节啊，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试炼仍能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候。得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
In 1 Peter 1:7, we read that the genuineness of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it's tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这个信心说到我们一个主观的一个信心。
This faith speaks of our subjective faith.
不是我们那个客观的一个信仰。
It's not that objective belief.
是说在我们活在圣灵里头，活在对主那个活泼的啊，有个人经历的那个启示里头。
It speaks of living in that living revelation, having this lively fellowship with Him.
我记得我们有弟兄也交通到信这个方面啊，我们又信了，但是我们好像。
I remember some brothers shared this with us on faith, as though we believe, at the same time we don't believe.
真的信心是活泼的。
This true living, a true faith is living.
是神在你个人里头有那个启示的。
It gives this personal revelation from God to you.
所以，除非我们在这个真的信心里头，我们可以不灰心，我们可以。等待，我们可以忍耐。
Only in this true faith, we will be we won't be despaired, and we won't be restless, and we will be waiting patiently.
就像雅各书第五章七节那里说。
Just as James 5:7.
他说：“弟兄们呢，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看呢，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产。”直到得了秋雨春雨。
James 5:7, therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and the latter rain.
时候未到，这个庄稼果实还没有成熟。
When the time is not up yet, when the harvest is not ripened.
但是神的时候到了，神就快地答应我们的祷告。
But if that God's time which has arrived, then God would surely answer our prayers swiftly.
所以我们在等候神的答应这段期间。
So in the time while we're waiting for God's answer to our prayer.
一面来说，这有神有他的心意。
On the one hand, we know that God has His good pleasure in it.
我们年轻人去看见摘苹果，我们看见没有熟的苹果，我们就可以把它摘下来。
Our young men, as you go and to pick apples, when you see they are not ripe yet.
对，但是主人苹果园的主人是等它熟了才把它摘下来。
Then you might just pick all the apples. However, the owner of the farm would only do so when the apples are actually ripe.
成熟的时间是在神的手上。
Therefore, this timing of harvest is in the hand of God.
我们的这一面是等候忍耐。
On our part, our job is simply to wait to persevere.
我们的这一面在这个忍耐等候中实际上是一个 很大的操练。
So on our part, this waiting, this persevering is such a great exercise.
所以主问说，他来的时候，地上见得到这样的信心吗？
That's why the Lord asked, when he returns, will he find faith on earth like this?
在这个末了的时代里头，
So in this end time,
我们是在说盼望主能够让我们这些蒙恩得救的人。
We very frankly want to say this, that God is allowing all of us who have been saved by his grace
能够警醒祷告，
to be able to watch and pray.
因为历史的见解
Because of all the warnings of history
挪亚的日子
As the days of Noah
挪德的日子
As the days of the Lot
都给我们很多的教训
Have all taught us so many precious lessons
巴不得主人这些话能够让我们主的教导
If only all of these of God's teachings
我们刚才读的这些圣经
All those scriptures which we just read
让我们能够在地上敬虔度日
Would be able to help us to live a godly life on earth
常常祷告不要灰心
Always pray and do not lose heart
等候迎接主的再来
And waiting and hastening the Lord's coming
好我们低头祷告
Shall we bow our heads and pray?
主，我们谢谢你，实在是你恩待我们。
Lord, we thank you. Truly, you have extended your grace to us.
在这个黑暗的年代。
In these dark years.
在这个末了的时代。
In this end time.
你仍然宽容我们。
You still tolerating us.
在我们存留地上的日子。
You're being long-suffering while we are on earth.
主啊，让我们真是常常来到你的面前。
Oh Lord, allow us often to come before you.
转眼仰望你。
Turn our eyes to you.
常常来在你面前祷告屈膝。
Often bow our knees to wait for you.
好让你自己更多把你自己启示在我们里头。
So that you will be able to reveal more of yourself to us.
好让你自己把你自己的心意更多启示给你的教会。
So that you can reveal more of your will to your church.
好让我们能够装扮整齐迎接你的再来。
So that we will be well equipped to prepare for your returning.
我们祷告靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray and ask in the Lord Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen.
Amen.